Hello and welcome to ACE Direct for Direct Podcasts. Have you ever heard of the Witness Protection Program? Well, I'm not going to cover that, but I'm going to be covering the fails of the Witness Protection Program. If you haven't, today's your lucky day, because that's what we're going to be worried about. Look, I believe that the Witness Protection Program works great, even, but there's some flaws. For instance, the criminals finding the family members again, and then killing them, running into some people that you've known from your previous identity, or just getting back in with the mob. They didn't give it to the right people, the protection. So the first fail is with a woman. There won't be any names, but a family member of hers witnessed a gang murder and gave descriptions to the police. The police forced all of her family in the town to change their names and pick a random spot on the map to move to. The problem was, they couldn't choose where to live in that time, so the police just sort of chose it for them. I believe that this was very unfair. They're just uprooting their lives, and the family members have no choice of anything. In my opinion, they should have let them at least have some. They would have had. Yeah, they should just have had more time for them, you know? The next story is about NerdVPN. Now, if you haven't heard about a VPN, well, NerdVPN lets you watch shows anywhere. Ones that are blocked in your country, well, you can watch them with the NerdVPN. For instance, you can watch Rick and Morty in other countries, but in America, you can't watch it. It's nowhere. They don't want you watching it on anything except for cable TV. But with NerdVPN, that won't be a problem. Anyways, back to what you were actually here for. The Witness Protection Program. Oh wait, that's not the right thing. Sorry, we're here to talk about the fails of the Witness Protection Program. Okay, so there's a man who was deep undercover in the Irish mob. He needed a way out, so he had to go into Witness Protection Program. He cut every contact with all the mob and his family and went into the program. Well, the Irish mob didn't like that, so they had a spy, and he was found dead because the mob wanted him dead. Okay, so the next story is about a child. The child witnessed their parents murder by the mafia. So he went into the program, and he also had to go to foster care because none of his family would take him. The problem was that the press posted an interview from the police, even though he went into Witness Protection Program. See, the mafia had no idea that they saw the murder. So after 4 years of after his parents' murder, he was found dead in his foster bed. Okay, so the next story is about a woman. She needed a way out. So she wasn't undercover, but she had the mafia after her. Let me explain. So she got in some illegal business. She didn't pay her dues. So they were after her to claim her life or get her dues and claim her life. So they killed her. Here's the thing. They buried her in a forest, but they buried her on top of a tree sapling, okay? So that tree grew and grew because she wasn't found, and eventually a dog found one of her bones. But it was high up in a tree because the tree grew when her body was still with it. So then the dog got praised and she was found dead. She also was in the program. That's how she went out. So that's another fail. Okay, so the next story is about a man. He went into the program, but he never came back out. So you see, he never technically went in it. So he should have, he was offered. He said he went in, but he kept his old identity. And he became a mob boss. And every time he got caught doing something, he used his new identity because it had a better record than his. So, one day, though, he got caught. He slipped up and used his actual name and corrected it. So, then, he had to get arrested. He went in for an interview and kind of just got jail time for a very long time because he did kill a person, and they didn't find that until after he's being prosecuted for his other crimes of identity theft and thieving. He was a big shoplifter. He stole lots of stuff in his old days before he was a mob boss. He made a lot of his mob's money. So when he became the mob boss, he made a lot of money because he sent all his people out until eventually a person higher up the mob than him ordered a hit in the prison. So they got another gang to kill him while he was in prison for, because he took their money. He took more money than he should have.